Penguin Random House Audio presents Northernmost by Peter Guy. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini and Lisa Flanagan. Oh, that burning longing day and night were happiness. Fridtjof Nansen, Farthest North.
Prologue. Each night she leaves the light on in the front window and walks the cove shoreline out to the point, and from across the water tries to believe she lives there, in the warm and quiet glow of the fish house. So many nights during the last year, the hardest of her life, after working all day on the house or at her desk, she's come out here to take comfort in the surging waves. My, how they keep coming. But for weeks, the cove and even the lake out beyond the point have been frozen. The cold tonight will make the ice stronger. The snow will make it softer. Her grandmother once painted the fish house from this vantage, back in the 1940s when she was first a bride and still in love with the idea of living here. That painting, along with five others, hangs in the Historical Society on the Lighthouse Road. It's titled Fish House in Snow Squall. And from where she stands now, Greta can see it, as she imagines her grandmother might have, even if she's standing in a blizzard, not a squall. The trees on the point sway in the gusts, their blackness a shifting smudge against the snow-lit sky.
"You're doing it again, Mom,"
Liv says, her voice pinched on the wind. Greta steps closer. "Doing what, love?"
"Talking out loud."